Mission Audio presents My Badass Book of Saints, Courageous Women Who Showed Me How to Live by Maria Moreira Johnson, narrated by Rachel Fulginetti. For Mommy, who first put a pencil in my hand to write my first words, and Pop, who always read them and asked for more. Introduction: From Badass to Blessed. Surrounding myself with extraordinary women who inspire me. If you run your finger along the back of my left ear, you can feel the raised scar from the time I nearly lopped off my ear when I was a little girl. It happened quickly. I tied my bath towel around my neck to make a Superman cape and secured it with a wooden clothespin, the kind with the spring, before bravely climbing up my desk and onto the top of my dresser. From there, I could survey my whole room. I figured if I leaped straight out, I could fly for a couple of seconds before landing safely on my bed. With a deep breath, I sprang. It was a spectacular launch, an amazing flight, followed by a loud thump when I missed my bed and grazed the corner of the night table with my head. I don't know which alerted my parents, the house shaking or my screams. Everything after that was a blur, until I found myself lying on my back in an operating room, staring at the cold surgical light. I could hear the sound of the thread being pulled through my ear as the doctor sewed up the damage. You'd think I'd have learned something from this little adventure. Oh, I don't know, perhaps the important lesson that little girls can't fly? I didn't. Within months, I was sporting a 4-inch scar down the length of my cheek, from eye to chin, from a second failed attempt at flight. This time I'd jumped out of a tree, trying to swing like Tarzan. I didn't understand the physics of it. A static branch looked as though it could swing like a jungle vine. Maybe. I was lucky to have avoided breaking bones, not to mention losing my eye. These failures never deterred me. And if I'm being totally honest, I'll confess that part of me is still ready to parachute out of an airplane. I just need somebody to dare me. La Tremenda. My long-suffering mother knows this about me. She calls me Tremenda, a Spanish word that has many layers of meaning. To look at it, you might think it translates handily as tremendous, but that's not quite right. It does mean tremendous, sometimes. It also means terrific and terrible. It translates as bold, daring, fearless, stalwart, smart, courageous. In a lot of cases, it can be used as a modifier to express both judgy disdain and profound admiration. But mostly, it means badass. The sensibilities for the word are a little looser in Spanish, but as a lover of words, I can't help but be drawn to the nuances inherent in using a word that carries a little shock value. Sometimes we need a little shock value in our lives to get our attention. Not too much, though. Vulgarity for its own sake precludes the rich opportunity for communication opened up by an unexpected zinger, such as badass. It gets your attention, and believe me, the women in these chapters deserve our attention. They certainly got mine. As a young woman, I suffered under the misconception that to pursue a life of holiness meant to lead a boring life filled with long periods of contemplation and silence. I longed to find role models who matched my own approach to life, saints with boisterous laughs and quick tongues that sometimes got them in trouble. Women unafraid to be themselves and say what was on their minds, even if they ruffled a few feathers. In short, I longed to discover badass women who lived lives of real holiness, women with whom, perhaps, I might have a little in common. As a girl, I loved excitement. I loved adventure. I still do. Those adventures always seemed to be a good idea. Too many times to the dismay of my poor mother, who probably owned stock in mercurochrome. Evidently, I had to survive mercurochrome poisoning to make it to adulthood. Besides the aerial adventures, there was nothing extraordinary about
Sample complete. Ready to continue?